It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report here on Robinhood Radio with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to find out what's going on in our area, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our area. Mark, it is nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, and it looks like we're getting a little bit of winter weather coming through, which is chilly, but concentrates on what we should be doing later on this week, because there's a lot of things then to get us out and about after the winter weather comes through.
All right, well, let's start off in Williamstown, Massachusetts, beginners Tai Chi.
Yeah, there are two different Tai Chi classes going on in our area. One up in Williamstown, right at the top of the northern end of the area, and then one further south. And I thought, well, you know, after the winter, you're inside in the winter, it's nice to get out and get some of this Chinese, gentle Chinese exercise, Tai Chi, which is almost a sort of a meditation in movement. And the lovely thing is they've shown all this scientific investigations have shown that although the movements are done in slow motion, actually it all speeds up your reflexes, it improves your balance, it reduces people's falling over, it lowers high blood pressure, calms the nerves, and of course it builds strength. So there are a lot of really good reasons to get out and practice this form of exercise, I guess. So in Williamstown on Tuesday, the 22nd, the Clark Art is getting behind it. I guess they want people to do some exercise at the Clark, and then they can relax and enjoy some emotional well-being as they wander through the art exhibitions. Anyway, 10:30 in the morning on Tuesday, January the 22nd, They're having the first of a four-week series of classes. It's all led by a certified instructor from Berkshire Tai Chi. It's all in the Michael Conforti Pavilion, so it's beautifully sunlit. It should be absolutely a great location for this. And then afterwards, obviously, you can wander around the Clark as well. So you can either just drop in and do one class by itself, or if you plan ahead, they're actually having these classes over the next 4 weeks as well. So you can, and I think they're about $10 a class, so really reasonably priced. So that's up in Williamstown at Clark Art. But then on Thursday, the 24th, down in Washington, a bit further south, so it's more practical for people down in the south. The Gunn Memorial Library is also going to have a Tai Chi and Qi Gong event, as it were. And that's at 6:30, as I say, at the Gunn Memorial Library. This one is led by a doctor of Oriental medicine. Apparently, his name is Jampa Mackenzie Stewart. He works with the Valley Spirit and Wellness Center in Washington Depot, so some people will know him. Anyway, it's Tai Chi and meditation, sort of. But this one is an introductory one, so I think it will be really interesting for a lot of people. There will be, they start off with some Tai Chi, and then actually after that, they're talking about some simple and brief sitting meditation. So you can do it either sitting in a chair or on a cushion on the floor. So that sounds really good, and it's nice to see the Gunn Memorial Library as well as being used for all these activities in the group as well. So that's 6:30, Thursday, January the 24th, down at the Gunn Memorial Library.
We will move on from the Gunn Memorial Library. We will head over to Litchfield, Connecticut, on January 24th. The unconscious reasons we do what we do.
Yeah, I spotted this, and frankly, it's John Barg is going to be giving a talk at the Oliver Wolcott Library, and I imagine he's one of those people that you're rather nervous to meet because he knows what's going on in your unconscious mind. So let's start again. So it's Thursday the 24th in Litchfield at the Oliver Wolcott Library at 7 o'clock in the evening. And John Barg is he's an award-winning social psychologist. He is the world's leading expert on the unconscious mind. So, and he's just written a book, and it's called Before You Know It, The Unconscious Reasons We Do What We Do. And he has he's an amazing guy. He has labs both in New York University and at Yale. And he and his works with a series of colleagues, and they've working on how the unconscious mind guides our behavior, goals, and motivations. But obviously we think of it doing that, but it's amazing how it impacts your life. Things like race relations, parenting, business behavior, consumer behavior, addiction are all impacted by the unconscious. So he's written this fascinating book. He's going to be talking about it at the library in Litchfield on the 24th. I think it will be a really interesting evening out and a great read. So if you're interested in that type of thing, definitely something to do on Thursday evening.
On January 25th in Sharon, Connecticut, a live cooking show where dessert is demonstrated, prepared, and then, best of all, served.
Well, I thought that this would be something you might be even going to, because it's down in your neck of the woods. So, yeah, on Friday the 25th and on Saturday the 26th, Kristen Morrill is going to be in Sharon at Standard Space. And this is this looks like a really fun theatrical experience. So it's one part theater, and then you add one part cooking show, and then you add an audience, and what you've got? You've got this recipe, this live performance by Kristen, and she prepares, and then, as you say, she serves this dessert to the audience. Now, we interviewed Kristen. It sounded so much fun. We interviewed her in Rural Intelligence this week, and we talked about her background. She's from Brooklyn. She's Brooklyn-based. She's a sound designer. She's also a drummer with the band Cushions. And she is a professional pastry chef. So she knows what she's doing. She has done these before, and she makes these recipes on the stage. So the apple actually will be flambéed. It will be filled and rolled and be dough. You know, she will be making the flour, with taking the flour and water and making dough, etc. So it really is great fun. And while she's doing this, she talks about her life. She talks about all sorts of interesting things and her background. So it makes it a really fun, amusing theatrical experience. So it's at 8 o'clock on Friday the 25th and 8 o'clock on Saturday, January the 26th. So do go on to the website via Rural Intelligence for Standard Space and make a reservation but it sounds like it's going to be great fun.
On the 25th, Hudson, New York Art and Design Auction.
Yeah, I spotted another of these auctions at Stair Gallery on Friday, which actually looked very practical from the point of view of someone looking to do a bit of decorating. So this art and design auction has been set up as of a mix of styles, but it reflects sort of contemporary living. So they have rustic and refined furniture. They have classic and contemporary items for sale. And the whole idea is that these combinations of furniture and fine art and objects are very affordable and very easy to live with. And the catalog, if you go online, is really laid out in all sorts of groupings that really allow you to see how things are mixed and matched in styles and colors and materials. And they create these little room vignettes so that it provides you with a lot of inspiration if you're looking to do a little bit of decorating in your own home. And so check that out. It's Stair Gallery, 6 o'clock in the evening on Friday, January the 25th, obviously in Hudson there.
At 7 p.m. on January 25th in Great Barrington, W.E.B. Du Bois, the Legacy Festival.
Yeah, this is an interesting event which has been organized by Shakespeare and Company, and it's been written by Emily Devotee, and it's a play called Beyond the Veil, and it stages a fictitious meeting between W.E.B. and Edith Wharton and it's set in the Mount, Edith Wharton's home, in 1910. And I guess the play was inspired by the exclusion of W.E.B. from this region's cultural history. I mean, and the play really examines racism, particularly in the higher echelons of society at the time. It tries to examine what would happen if the racial veil, as it were lifted, and for a period of time, two really well-known people could see each other clearly, sort of mind to mind, and how they would talk to each other. This is at the Mahewi at 7 o'clock in Great Barrington on the 25th. And what makes this additionally appealing is that, obviously, on top of the fact that Shakespeare and Company is involved, is that Emily Devotee is a native of the Berkshire, and she's a resident of Great Barrington. So this is an all-local event. I think it's a really lovely thing, and I think people would be fascinated to go. So it should be a really interesting look at racism, and obviously it's particularly relevant at the moment with Martin Luther King Day coming up.
Roxbury, Connecticut, on the 25th from 6 o'clock on, Hodge Library Pop-Up Pub.
Yeah, I mentioned these because they've become incredibly popular. They seem such a good idea to me as well. So the Hodge Library is having this pop-up pub. They've had them in the past. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. You go along to the library, have a chance to have a beer or a wine or a non-alcoholic beverage as well, along with some little nibbly things on top of that. And by the way, they're even suggesting if you want to, you can take along your own food as well. So very different from the traditional way that people look at pubs. They look at libraries in a different way. So it's lovely to see the two coming together. Of course, the Friends of the Library bookstore is open. It's called The Next Chapter. And they'll be open for business and browsing as well. So, the great thing is that the proceeds all benefit the library's programs as well. So if you're in the in and around Roxbury, this is definitely a lovely little event to support the library and have a nice evening out on Friday, January the 25th.
Our next event, we've spoken with, of course, Fabio Witkowski, the chair of the music department at Hotchkiss School, and played some of the music from the Atlantic Brass Quintet. They are coming to Hotchkiss School on the 25th.
Yeah, six international chamber music competitions have been won by the Atlantic Brass Quintet, and it is an amazing group of musicians, as you know. I mean, two trumpeters, a horn player, a trombonist, a tuba player. They're the resident brass quintets at several universities and institutions. I mean, Boston University, Boston Conservatory. Boston Globe absolutely loves these guys and says they really do kick butt when they're playing. So it's a really fun evening. The concert's free. It's open to the public. This is a really wonderful opportunity to get out there as well. So it's at Hodgson School. Friday the 25th, 7 o'clock in the evening, and it's the Atlantic Brass Quintet.
We will move back on to Roxbury, Connecticut for some improv comedy.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot more about improv comedy over the summer because there's a lot of it coming to our area. I happen to know that. We've been doing some research and we've found that it's getting more and more interesting. And to start it off, the Minor Memorial Library on Saturday morning is hosting workshop with the staff of CTV 192. And it's all to learn about community television through an improv comedy workshop. As you know, improvisational comedy can be really fun. It can be hilarious. Sometimes it can be a bit flat as well. So you get out of it what you put into it. But it's really a great fun event. And just be warned, there's going to be a lot more of it coming up over the summer. So this one's at the Minor Memorial Library. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 26th.
From there, we move to Lenox, Massachusetts, a snowshoe hike.
Yeah, with all this snow being dumped on us in the next few days, I think that this will be a great opportunity to get up to Lenox, to the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary there. because they are having a snowshoe, or actually, if the weather isn't particular, the conditions aren't good, you can use micro spikes as well. Anyway, it's a guided hike around the sanctuary trails. The whole idea is to try and track some wildlife, watch for animal activity around the ponds, but you know, you'll be crossing streams, you'll be going through the meadows and the woodlands as well. Normally, they suggest bringing your own snowshoes or micro spikes, but I know you might be able to borrow some from the sanctuary as well. So that's in Lennox on Saturday. It starts at 12:30 in the afternoon at the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary.
Well, we'll keep taking. I keep talking about winter. Talking about winter on the 26th in Washington, Connecticut, winter survival.
Yes, this looks really fascinating. So I didn't know that there was an Institute for American Indian Studies in Washington, and I suddenly discovered it, and they have all these really interesting educational events. And on Saturday, they are having this event, which they're calling Winter Survival in the Eastern Woods. And what they've done is Griffin Callen is going to lead this program, which is really about how to survive in the eastern woodlands without 21st century knowledge. So the whole idea is you'll learn how to start a fire in the snow, how to find food in the forest, how to make a shelter from the natural environment. It's the sort of thing I find absolutely fascinating. There are all those TV programs where you're dropped off on a desert island or on top of a mountain and you have to survive for a little while. Well, this is the sort of class which will allow you to learn how to do this. And the Institute for American Indian Studies is actually absolutely fascinating. I didn't realize it. Apparently, it was started in 1975 as the American Indian Archaeological Institute. And since it was started, they've surveyed or excavated over 500 sites, including apparently the discovery of a 10,000-year-old campsite, which is the earliest known archaeological site in Connecticut. I had no idea that this institute was around. They changed in 1991. Actually, it was changed to the name was changed to the Institute of American Indian Studies. And what they've done is that not only are they investigating all these different 500 archaeological sites, but they're much more involved in special events and workshops, and particularly educational events as well. So it really sounds an absolutely fascinating institute. That's where they're going to be doing the course. So as I say, it's Saturday, January the 26th, starts at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's all at the Institute for American Indian Studies. You can go to Rural Intelligence and click through from there to the right location, and it will give you all the details on their website.
We will go from the Eastern Woodlands to Pittsfield. Hand-stitched embroidery class.
Yeah, it is a bit one end of the spectrum to the other. So I saw this, and I know a lot of people in our area love and want to get more involved in doing embroidery. And so in Pittsfield at Township 4, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, they're having this hand-stitched embroidery class. So Township 4 is a store, I guess, and it's co-owned by Nathan Hanford, and he will show you a whole series of different stitching techniques and give you a whole basis of how to start embroidery. There's absolutely no experience necessary, so if you're interested and want to get out and try something completely new, this is a really interesting class to try. So that's in Pittsfield at Township 4, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 26th.
We'll move on to Spencertown, New York on the 26th.
Yeah, you know, the Spencertown Academy Art Center is really a tremendous center of the cultural life in Spencertown, but also reaches out further into the county as well and surrounding towns. And it all has to be paid for by donations. And one of the lovely things they do each year, and we've talked about it before, is the Spencertown Revels. And this year it's on Saturday the 26th. So the whole idea is that you get to support the academy whilst enjoying really a lovely evening of wonderful food and friends at what they're calling is a movable feast. So you start the evening actually at the Spencertown Academy, which is specially decorated for the event, and you have and you get to meet all of the attendees, have drinks, etc. And then you move on to sort of much more intimate dinners hosted by a series of friends of the Academy in their private homes all throughout the area. So it's lovely dinner parties, but it also is for a very good cause one way or another that really does tremendous work culturally in the area. So do sign up if you want to go and participate. You can go directly to the Spencertown Academy Arts Centre website, or just to make it simple, you can go via Rural Intelligence, where there's a link through to them, and participate.
Also on the 26th in Chatham, New York, and there is an interesting program going on.
You know, it is amazing, isn't it? Our area has all these different things. You never really think about it. So in Chatham, at the Chatham Synagogue on Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, there's this documentary being shown, and you know, if you told me about this, I would be absolutely amazed, but it is true. The documentary is about the 2,000-year-old Indian Jewish community and its formative place in the world's largest film industry. So apparently Jewish women were not constrained by the taboo against performing in public, as were Hindu women. So the result was that they could be hired by the Bollywood to play in Indian films, in the Indian film industry. Who knew? What an amazing story. Anyway, they're showing this documentary at Chatham Synagogue on Saturday evening. It's called Shalom Bollywood. I think it will be absolutely a fascinating event to go to. I don't think you need to be Jewish to realize this is just an amazing story one way or another. But that's Saturday evening, the 26th, 6 o'clock, at 6 o'clock.
Let's move on to Great Barrington, Massachusetts on the 26th, the South Berkshire Concerts.
Yeah, well, this is the second of the concerts this week, and this one is Simon's Rock and Bard College at Simon's Rock has put these concerts on. They're bringing Stefan Jackiewa and Conrad Tau. Stefan apparently is the violinist, and Conrad Tau is the pianist. It's a whole program of works by Stravinsky, Copland, a whole series of others as well. But what's interesting is that there's going to be a pre-concert conversation with the artist, which begins at about 6:45. This really come alive, and it will be fascinating. You learn, obviously, a bit about the history of these pieces of music that they're playing, how they come to them, and whatever. So you get to do that. That's at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, 8 o'clock on Saturday evening.
We'll move on to Millerton, New York. The Salisbury Forum has a very interesting event coming up on the 27th.
Yeah, this is Sunday, and I think this will be particularly interesting to certain people in the group. And I think it's wonderful that the Salisbury Forum has put this on. So the Movie House is working with the Salisbury Forum to present this documentary film called Uprooting Addiction. And it's really local because this film depicts the sort of interwoven story of six people from Northwest Connecticut, all affected by early trauma and then subsequently addiction. And they all got together for a very innovative retreat led by a drug and alcohol counselor called Hope Payson. They made a documentary about it. It will be playing. It starts at 11:30 at the Movie House in Millerton on Sunday, the 27th. So, if this is an area that you have worries about, that your family's involved in, whatever it is, this it could be a very interesting and important film for you to see, and it's really good for the Salisbury Forum to organise this, obviously in association with the Movie House. So, as I say, 11:30 on Sunday, the 27th.
on the 27th back to Lenox, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Lenox Library, we've talked about virtually every other library, but Lenox Library at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday has a really interesting talk and book signing by Dr. Jennifer Browdy. And the reason I thought it was interesting is that there's so many people in our area who are writers and want to be writers and want and love writing. And Jennifer's special focus is on purposeful memoirs from women around the world. And she literally leads these writing workshops and then coaches authors internationally. It's all backed up by her belief that we can and we should write the change we want to see in the world. So an interesting thing. Anyway, Jennifer's guide is called The Elemental Journey of Purposeful Memoir, A Writer's Companion. It won the 2017 Nautilus Silver Award for Books That Make the World Better. So it really is a sort of an interesting, successful book. And if you want to get involved in writing and writing your own memoir, this would definitely be a talk to go to. It's in the Lenox Library at 4 o'clock on Sunday the 27th.
On the 27th, let us move on to Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Stockbridge Library is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is hosting Martin Miller. Now, he's the CEO and general manager of New England Public Radio. He's going to be discussing how broadcasting media and decisions made at the federal level have really contributed to all sorts of political divides in our country, and why non-commercial media are more important than ever before. So I thought that would be an interesting talk at Stockbridge Library at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 27th.
And we will wrap things up in Millerton, New York, and that is at the Millerton Inn.
Yeah, this another event which support, if you go to dinner, you support a great organization. So the Millerton Inn is hosting a Dine Out for History, and the proceeds, or the percentage of the proceeds, will go to the Northeast Historical Society. And it starts off actually early in the afternoon or late in the afternoon at 5:30, because they're suggesting that you attend. It's an optional presentation about the history of the inn itself, and you can sit back, enjoy a glass of wine, and then afterwards you can enjoy dinner at the inn itself. And the Northeast Historical Society will be talking about the Millerton Inn and its history as well. So the Northeast Historical Society was started in 1989, 1990, and they opened the museum in 2002. And it's all to promote the study of local history and the collection and preservation of historical records from the area. So it's really associated with all sorts of educational events going on. So it's really a wonderful cause. So if you decide to go, you should make dinner reservations in advance. The telephone number is on Rural Intelligence, or you can obviously go directly to the Millerton Inn itself as well. And enjoy a great evening and some historical background on Sunday, January the 27th.
And that wraps up getting back to another busy week in our tri-state region. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely, Marshall. I will look forward to it.